was a closed goddammit pass through the wall.
Performer who likes to be acknowledged from the audience when you've done something spectacular. So I'm saying, when should we clap? Like, if you've just done this beautiful note and yeah. It's just like, oh, and it's all very moving. And can yeah. we get applauded? When can we show our appreciation?
Well, it changes. It's a very cultural thing. Most opera, you're kind of prompted to applaud. And it's kind of an instinctual thing as a group. Of course, there will always be a sort of opera, you know, geek group that are there that know when to clap and when not to, so you don't need to be nervous about it. But
just follow everyone else.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are certain types of arias, like in Bohème. There's a great example where we have the tenor comes out and sings Che gelida manina, and then it ends on a really uplifting big ending, you know, and so there's massive applause, you know, this tenor's just screaming his head off, and it's wonderful, it's great, massive applause. And then straight after that, the soprano has an aria, but because of the way the music finishes up the end of the aria, even though the aria is just as technically difficult and beautiful, she often doesn't get applause because the music doesn't have a massive ending. And I think that's just not disturbing the scene, and so that can be a little difficult with tenor-soprano relations. But that's written into the music. So I think the thing is if you like it, applaud, clap, scream, do whatever you like. I mean, there's different traditions all around the world. It depends what kind of who you think is cooler, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to be a little bit freaky, bis, bis, which is what they yell, bis, which is effectively sort of encore, like in English. Bravo is the old standard, which is Italian.
And is it brava for women?
Yeah, well, that depends how much of a geek you want to be. You can choose the level of geekdom. Screaming bravo at any time is wonderful. We
okay.
know what you mean.
Fantastic.
Bravo is for a single man.
Mm-hmm.
Brava is for a single woman. If it's a group of people with one man in it, it's bravi. And if it's a group of women, like, you can maybe try that magic flute, because there are the three ladies who mm-hmm. come out. And you can scream brave.
Brave.
If you like. But generally, if you stick to bravo, brava, and when it's a group, or if it's particularly for the orchestra, to scream bravi tutti is
bravi
really
tutti.
Cool. Yeah.
Oh.
Another level of kind of geekiness is that the Italians will say bravo, and the French will say bravo. And it's just a slightly different change.
Yeah.
But I've got a friend of mine who's a Bulgarian.